Our gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel of Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. You may be seated. Do you have a song that never gets old? That no matter how many times you hear it, it never ceases to sound pleasing to you? A song that you can hear again and again, and it never stops sending chills down your spine or warming your heart? I find that most songs eventually lose the power to stir my soul, if they even stir my soul in the first place. But there are a few songs that, for me, never get old. One of them is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. You may remember it. It was a part of a United Airlines commercial a few years ago. And I particularly love the last 2 minutes of the song, where the piano and the orchestra really get into it. And it's like, dun 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 dun, and I'm going to spare you the rest of my rendition. But my point is that somehow for me, this song never gets old. It warms my being. It speaks to my soul. I never tire of hearing it. And on this Easter Sunday, we are confronted with a truth that never gets old. The truth that Christ is risen. And we find this truth proclaimed in our gospel text today that we just heard together. Our text comes to us from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. And just to provide some context up to this point, Jesus has been crucified and buried in a tomb. Prior to his death, his closest friends, the 12 disciples, denied him, deserted, and abandoned him. And chapter 16 picks up at dawn on the third day after Jesus' death. And three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, go to Jesus' tomb with spices in order to anoint his body. And we don't know much about these women from the gospel, but clearly they care for Jesus, they're friends of Jesus, they're supporters of his ministry. And upon arriving at the tomb, the gospel writer of Mark tells us that these women encounter two very unexpected things. First, the huge stone that sealed Jesus' tomb has been rolled away. Second, when they enter the tomb, Jesus' body isn't there, but instead they see a young man in dazzling white, an angel, a messenger from God, sitting on the side, the right side of the tomb. And in verse 6, the angel tells the two Marys and Salome, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." In this verse, we hear the angel proclaim the truth that never gets old. He has been raised. In other words, Christ is risen. And the reason that the truth that Christ is risen never gets old is because we are broken people. We make mistakes and we make messes. We hurt others and others hurt us. We experience pain and grief, loneliness and fear, sadness and heartache. And not only are we broken, but we live in a broken world. We live in a world marked with violence and poverty, injustice and oppression, hate and greed, chaos and death. The truth that Christ is risen is our hope. It offers us hope in the face of our broken lives and our broken world. It is the hope of our lives and the hope of this world. Because Christ is risen, we have been given the gift of eternal life that doesn't begin after we die, but begins right here, right now, with the abundant life that Jesus Christ offers us in him. Because Christ is risen, we have received grace upon grace, grace which forgives and renews and restores and redeems, grace which never stops working for our good. Because Christ is risen, every moment gives us an opportunity to begin again. We have second chances and 500th chances and 10 millionth chances. Every breath offers us a new life. Because Christ is risen, sin and death and despair and darkness and hate never have the last word. The light will always outshine the darkness. Because Christ is risen, we have confidence that one day there will be no more hurt or destruction on earth. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together and a little child will lead them. Because Christ is risen, we have assurance that one day there will be a new creation where the old things have passed away, a new heaven and a new earth with no more pain or crying or mourning or death. Because Christ is risen, we always have hope. Unlike the two Marys and Salome who fled out of fear and confusion when they learned that Jesus had risen, on this Easter morning, we do not run away from the empty tomb in fear, for we know what they did not and could not yet fully understand. That Jesus Christ's resurrection is the most important, significant, and glorious event that has ever happened in the history of the world. So instead, this morning, we stand at the empty tomb in exultation, in celebration, full of hope, rejoicing in the truth that Christ is risen, a truth that will never get old. And we give thanks to God for another truth that will never get old. The truth that God loves each and every single one of us with a faithful, overwhelming, and endless love. A love which compelled Jesus Christ to suffer and die on a cross so that he would rise on the third day in glory, all for our sake. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.